Before I move forward with this next segment, Monica, I know you're in a mood. I don't know what it is, but I know you're in a mood.
I love you guys.
Number one, does it have anything to do with me?
No. I absolutely love you guys. In fact, this is the best part of my day.
You might want to leave.
Okay, bye.
Wait, are you saying if she wasn't in the mood, she's going to be in a mood?
No.
Or it's going to intensify her mood?
I'm saying I know she's in the mood. She cannot admit it. That's fine. Whatever. That's fine. I just want to make sure it had nothing to do with me because it's about to have something to do with me. I think it's about to have something to do with me.
Come on. What are you ever going to say that's ever going to get me?
Phrases like bring home the bacon could be banned to avoid offending vegans. Let me rephrase that one more time. Phrases like bring home the bacon could be banned to avoid offending vegans.
Boy.
Dateline Swansea, England. Other expressions like, it says, bringing home the bacon may soon be banned in order to stop offending vegans, an academic has claimed. Other expressions including killing two birds with one stone or beat a dead horse.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, those also, I've already eliminated out of my
could also,
really? She already did. She's ahead of this guy. Or whoever, person, professor.
This is one of those I told you so moments.
Are you serious?
I won't say. I mean, y'all can say I'm not offended. Uh-huh. I'm asking for them to be banned or anything, but I personally won't say either one of those.
You personally?
You don't say kill two birds with one stone?
No.
I say it all the time.
No.
And it never once offended me that some vegan nut job might get upset.
You know what else I just read about and I never thought of it? And this was literally last week and I've stopped saying it and I won't say it anymore, is ballsy. And I used to say it all the time. Well, that's pretty ballsy or whatever.
Yeah,
because it implies that courage and that sort of thing comes from someone who has testicles. And not from a woman. And so that's not right. So women can be just as brave.
Yeah. So, you can still be ballsy.
No. What about she's got balls? That's a compliment.
No, yeah. It's not a compliment. Then that's horrible. That's the exact opposite of a compliment.
But it's not literal. It's not literal. It means she's
It's an implication.
Strong.
It's an implication I'm not comfortable with. So I won't say it.
I see. It means she's got balls like a guy.
Yeah, like only a guy could. Yeah. Because you can't just have ovaries and be tough. She's got to have balls? No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, but she's got ovaries doesn't sound like
it.
And that's the problem. That right there is the problem.
He's got ovaries, man. Yeah, he is tough.
Women are tough.
In the reverse, it doesn't work.
In reverse, it means he's a woman.
And that implies negative. Exactly. And I'm not. Listen, you know me, I can't get behind that. And I'm not
Like we say, you know, to a guy or whatever, what do you got, sand in your vagina?
Right.
That's similar to that, I guess.
That's awful. That's horrible.
That's when they're being cranky, though.
How about you can't just say you're in a bad mood? Why does it have to be
as much fun?
Not as descriptive.
You have to put someone down to feel good.
Picture's worth 1,000 words.
Other expressions, including killing two birds with one stone or to beat a dead horse, could also apparently go out of fashion. This is to avoid offending animal lovers, according to Sharina Hamza, of a professor from Swansea University in England. Animal rights charity, I know you're going to find this shocking, PETA is also on board and wants people to replace sayings such as take the bull by the horns with take the flower by the thorns.
Aw, I like
that.
That
is so dumb.
No, right. It's
it's dumb.
It's less violent and it paints a picture. It has the same point.
It doesn't have the same point.
I like it.
Take the flower by the horn.
That means it's something pretty. And the thorns are the, you know, rough part, but you're taking control of it. I like it. Stop it right now!
That fucking flower. I'm controlling that flower. Flower's out of control. I can't wait to. It doesn't make any sense.
Dr. Hamza believes that the influence of veganism will bring awareness of animal cruelty and encourage people towards using less meat-themed phrases. This is an actual. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's
less
real.
Meat-themed phrases. Jesus, if you have the time for this.
See, this is the problem. You can be vegan all day long.
No, you
but
can't.
Why?
Bad people.
No, go ahead. But why do you have to then wreck it for everybody else what they're doing?
Because that's what they do.
Nobody's telling you not to be. Go be vegan all day. Eat your soy. Eat whatever vegetables. Eat whatever, however it is you want to. Be free. Everybody do your own thing. Why do you have to then tell other people they can't say, that's like skinning a dead cat, you know, or so whatever the thing is you're going to say.
Didn't you have a close friend that went vegan?
Yeah, very close. Didn't Susan's best friend in the world.
Didn't you like her a lot more before she went vegan? Be honest.
I did.
Right.
She's difficult to go to restaurants with or whatever, but
why? But why, though?
But.
Because she gets preachy, right?
Well, she did, and now she's not at all.
Okay.
So, but it was a few years.
But you liked her better pre-vegan.
Mm.
True or false?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Okay. Still love the girl. She's awesome. But
she was cooler before she
went
nuts.
And now she's better. Now she's much better.
This interview is being done in the conversation. The academic website, quote, if veganism forces us to confront the realities of food's origins, then this increased awareness will undoubtedly be reflected in our language and literature. I got more good news here if you want me to share some of their alternative phrases that PETA is suggesting.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So open your minds for 5 seconds.
Okay, working at it. Go ahead. Open it. Go ahead.
I'm working by opening my mind as to how I'm going to mock people who buy into this nonsense.
I'm in an accepting mode. Go ahead.
I'm not. Out!
What are we getting rid of?
Out!
Okay.
Is bring home the bacon.
Right.
In! Is bring home the bagels.
Dumb.
Why
as open-minded
dumb?
As I can be. Dumb.
Why is that so bad?
Bring home the bacon's a phrase for bringing the money home.
Out!
It's not about bacon.
Out!
Goodbye! Get out of here!
Out is all your eggs in one basket.
Okay.
What's that going to be?
For the being, okay.
In, all your berries in one bowl.
That's cute.
Dumb again.
It's not like... It's
dumb.
It hurts nothing. It hurts nothing to switch it up. It really, I mean, I would.
Out!
Out! Get him out of here!
Out!
What else?
Beat a dead horse.
No, that's not good.
In! And this could be the dumbest one at all.
Oh, no.
In!
Yeah.
Feed a fed horse.
Wow, you're right. That's really dumb.
Don't beat a
it's
dead
the
horse.
Same concept.
Feed a fed horse.
It's the same concept.
Do you understand that the whole thing doesn't come from actually a horse dying and then someone beating it and marking it up? It's about if you ride a horse, they get dead tired, and no matter how much you beat that, it's not going to go any further. The horse is tired. And it's just a phrase. It's not about actually
concept.
Beating a horse.
Out! Out!
No, there's another one.
I have more. Out! Killing two birds with one stone.
Oh, what's wrong with that now?
In.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
No.
Feeding two birds with one scone.
That's the dumbest one so far.
It's up
by far.
Do they eat scones?
That's dumb.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
That's the British.
I don't know if there's
scones.
Any bird that ever ate a scone, knowingly.
Monica, you even have to agree that's kind of dumb.
I kind of feel like John.
Nobody's literally killing a bird with one stone.
I feel like John Brennan may have giggled a little on that one.
I don't think that I don't understand that one. But I would say it if the other one offends somebody. I would have
out.
Oh no, there's more.
Out.
What?
Hold your horses.
What's wrong with that? Hold.
In. Hold your phone.
Well, people say hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
That's
which is off of a phone call going up the Hold your horses is literally
out.
Hold these reins.
Out.
All right.
More than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah, I don't even know where that comes from.
In. Oh. More than one way to peel a potato.
I like it.
Oh,
this
man.
Is real.
There's more than one way to peel a potato. No, there isn't. You get a potato peeler and you peel it. There really isn't.
You could use a knife. You could use a peeler.
If you want to be there all day.
You could do it towards yourself. You could do it away from yourself. There's other ways.
True on line one. Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, guys. Great. This is going to be a fun topic. Hey, JP, I got one for you. Like you said, I'm so hungry I could eat a dead horse is out, but we could replace it with I'm so hungry I could scrape the gum off the bottom of a table.
There
we go. In. And then also, PETA, I'm sure, is going to want to jump on this bandwagon, too, and stop the fact that it is raining cats and dogs.
Oh, right. Whatever that ever mean, anyway.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
What are they replacing it with, though, Drew?
It's raining.
That I don't know. I don't know what Monica can figure that one out. I can't do it.
Too much brain power.
Chris on line 5. Okay, Chris.
And JP, I'm not sure who I'm mad about. Monica's take on this, or are you bringing it up because we know we're going to add about Monica's take on this.
Take on this.
I'm so frustrated right now with her attitude on all this. I don't know what to do.
Monica just wants.
Got me all worked up. I was just chilling.
Listen, Monica wants to just make everybody.
Am I mad at you or mad at her?
You could be mad at me all you want.
Well, she didn't make the list.
I'm used to it.
Stick to me.
I'm used to it.
I know it's content, but oh my God, Monica's ideas are so just. Bananas. I get so worked up on them.
Don't let it affect you that
way. I have your attitude. I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
She's just being tolerant of other people's thought processes. That's what Monica always does.
Listen, tolerance annoys me too. I get it.
Tolerance annoys me.
What about me too?
Right.
Me too.
Too much tolerance is a bad thing.
I think Chris is cracking up.
I feel like that's your, what do you call it when you put it on your headstone? That should be your thing.
Epitaph.
Yeah, it should be, tolerance is annoying. What did you say? Tolerance irritates me.
Yeah, it does. Too much tolerance irritates
too
me.
Too much tolerance.
This is crazy. We're officially in crazy town.
What's, can we say spank the monkey? Can we say that?
No.
Box the baloney. Can we do that?
Well, that's
an inanimate. Is a meat.
But it's inanimate.
What do we do with choke the chicken?
Oh, you See? Can't do that.
Oh,
what are we choking now?
Oh, that's awful.
And that's actually how they used to kill them, too.
Choking
by
chickens?
By the neck and spin them.
See, that's awful.
Well, I mean, this is on a farm where you live off the whatever.
JP, and you realize, and actually, because you got, none of y'all like it, but you realize that fast forward 50, 100 years or something, I know y'all be gone, but me too, but people will be talking this way. And everybody will look back and say, they used to say what? Oh, my gosh, that's horrible.
But, you know, but, Monica, you know what happens? By the time people in this country start talking this way, they'll also be speaking Russian or Chinese or whatever country comes in and takes over.
Probably something really, a small country.
Because when we turn into a bunch of sniveling pussies, someone's coming in to take over the joint. We got some pretty good real estate here.
I feel like it's the opposite. When everybody gets along and understands other people have different points of view and they don't judge them or get mad at them about it, then we'll all come together.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So then choke the chickens out.
No. Before I get, how about this? We have a lot of people on hold.
Yeah, listen.
Let's take some calls when we come back. I'm going to meditate.
Yeah, work on your tolerance.
For 3 minutes. And I'm going to try and keep it together. How's that, Monica? See?
Don't forget, in this example, vegans are not being very tolerant by this example, what you brought up. This is not tolerant at all.
No kidding.
What if we outlawed all vegetable words?
This is change the world for me, because my feelings
are more
important.
No,
it's about you guys have gotten your way since the beginning of time. Please acknowledge that we have points of view as well.
Right. Two wrongs make a right. We're Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be back with your calls next.
My vegan ass is upset.
It's Bone, Real Raw Radio. Roger and JP. We were talking about the latest phrases banned by...
Not banned.
Well,
yeah.
Wants
they
to be
want.
Banned by vegans. They would like to see it go away. Anything involving meat and dogs and things like that.
It started over at...
Cliches, you know, like bring home the bacon.
At a university over in... England, they want to do away with certain words and phrases like bring home the bacon. They want to change to bring home the bagels. You know, I mean, but these phrases have been around for, you know, how many
bring home the bacon has nothing to do with actual bacon.
Hundreds of...
That's what I don't get.
Right.
I mean, you know, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025.
I can't imagine how the phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket, could offend. I don't care how strict a vegan you are. I don't understand how you can let that sentence right there, don't put all your eggs in one basket, offend you.
Especially,
that's crazy.
Especially to a vegan. You say to a vegan, like, of course, I wouldn't put any eggs in a basket.
But the fact that this would offend people.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like that you let these kind of words offend you is bananas. Bananas.
Too much. It hurts the vegan cause. Makes people just think you're all crazy. You want to do that. Craig has an answer for us about the raining cats and dogs thing. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they want it to kind of rhyme with the old phrase, and if it's supposed to mean that it's raining a lot, why not say it's raining bricks and logs?
Bricks and logs?
Yeah, instead of cats and dogs, bricks and logs.
It's as reasonable as the other ones they did.
I want to lay this out to everybody in the listening audience. He just said that sentence. three of us in this room all rolled our eyes. And Monica's like, that makes total sense.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? That's a nice compromise.
I love
running
books and law.
I rolled my eyes as I was saying it, too. Right. I rolled my eyes.
Right.
See, Craig,
we all roll our eyes, and she's like, yay, it's a good idea.
No cats or dogs are going to be hurt now when it rains.
I love your Monica, by the way.
That's a good idea. See, tolerance, happiness.
Yes.
All Merry good. Christmas.
Yay.
Happy Kwanzaa. Jack on line six. Go ahead, Jack.
Crucification of America. That's yeah, what it comes down to.
Right on.
Well, good news is this isn't in America yet. This one's not in America yet. But
and next thing you know, they're going to use that excuse to get disability from the government so they don't have to work.
Okay,
the snowflake entitled people can stay home.
Sure, Jack.
That's it. I don't eat meat and I want free government money.
I don't know where that leap. I don't know how that connected, but sure.
Did he hang up quick or did you hang up on him?
No, my hands are over here.
All right. Uh-huh. Just checking. Just seemed like Jack was off the air pretty quick.
She can't hang up on people while she's masturbating, Raj. Gina on line one.
Oh,
hey,
my
Gina.
Goodness.
Gina?
She's
there.
Yes?
Gina.
Hi, what's going on, Gina?
Hi. Well, this is the first time I ever called to the radio.
Okay.
I like your show very much.
Thank you.
Good for you. Yeah,
Gina. I was listening, and I would like to give JP an advice about the lack of tolerance he has.
Okay.
All right, he's right here, and go ahead to JP.
Just, you know what? Travel, honey. Travel. Go to different places.
I do travel.
Open your
mind. I just got back from Ireland. I was in Spain. I was in Portugal. Italy, Amsterdam.
My goodness.
There you go. But they stay with the people who live there, and that's the best place to open your mind and understand everybody who's different than you are.
Listen,
I believe that's the best way to do it.
I don't want to be friends with somebody that's going to be able to be offended by kill two birds with one stone.
No.
I don't even want to be around them. They're bad people.
Of course not. Nobody wants to be around bad people, but there is good people and bad people everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and I just can't be around, I don't want to be around people who are very easily offended. And this is what all this is. They want the rest of the world to change their sayings and behaviors because a handful might get offended. That bothers me.
Well, yeah, that bothers me as well.
See?
But it's not,
you know what, Gina? We got to make out.
It's not everybody. It's just some people. And you know what? The police just stopped me. I have to hang up.
Oh my goodness!
No.
Stay on the line.
Hey, do me a favor. Call us back. I want to know if you got the ticket.
Okay, I will.
Good luck.
Thank you. Someone sent me
a message today saying Calta.
Show a lot of cleavage.
Someone said Calta was watching porn last night or whatever it was, and a guy was getting a little mouth hug in his truck, and our show was on in the background. Yeah.
Wait, in the porn he was watching?
What?
Yeah. Someone sent me a message saying that Calta was talking this morning that he was watching some porn, and in it, a guy was getting a mouth hug in his truck, and our show was on in the background.
Wow, that's a midday action right there.
Well, I guess so.
Was he excited from the show?
I have no idea. Somebody just sent me a message. Like, you're not going to believe this. Calta was just talking. He said he was watching a video on X-Hamster, and a guy was getting a mouth hug in his truck, and the Roger and JP show was on in the background.
That's like the greatest thing that's ever happened to our show.
It's up there.
That's not usually how it goes.
I got to be honest with you. I'm pretty happy about it.
That was his background. Like, that's how we set the mood?
It's probably coincidental to the service being performed for money.
Right.
Turn off the radio, Nutshot. What are you doing?
Some part of, that part of
the why'd you have to take it down to it was a hooker? Maybe his girlfriend was in a good mood. They were listening to the show.
Yeah, maybe.
We put her in a good mood. They got a little randy, and next thing you know, gargle, gargle.
I love pegging.
Right.
Put it in.
You don't have to go that far. Give me that head.
And you wonder why the show is on in the background. Look.
My nipples are always hard.
Brett, you're helping the guy out.
I have a vagina. I toss your salad.
Okay.
It's not as big as it used to be.
Crap.
Craig on line one. Go, Craig.
Jeez. Hey, guys. Just curious to see what they're going to say when I say, I'm going to knock the stuffing out of our English muffin.
Is that your new phrase?
Why does a muffin have stuffing?
I don't know. Why is there stuffing in an English muffin? That's weird.
Well, it doesn't have to make sense as long as no animals are hurt. Maybe he's onto something.
Then it rhymes.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I'm going to knock the stuffing out your English muffin.
Yeah, tough guy.
You have your English muffin however you want it.
Ryan is on line three. Hey, Ryan, Roger and JP, what's going on?
What's up, guys? I just wanted to offer a little context around raining cats and dogs. So in the medieval times, when they built thatched roofs in England and Scotland and those areas, the animals would often sleep and hide up into that in those thatched roofs. So when the rain came, they would often jump down to get shelter elsewhere, and that's why the term raining cats and dogs exists. So it doesn't hurt them. They are simply seeking shelter elsewhere.
Got it. Now I understand it. Makes sense. Good thing we don't have thatched roofs. Thank you, Ryan.
And minding your P's and Q's also means you're getting a little bit wild in the bar, so be careful with your pint and your quart.
Pints and quarts, right? Yeah. I heard that.
Hey, that's all I got, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Ryan.
Chris on line five. Go, Chris.
It's not a... you. It's a... Oh, my God. Are you serious, Monica?
Come up with the list? What?
On everything.
On, wait, life, Chris. On my life in general?
Your take on stuff is crazy.
Chris is losing his mind.
I am. I love your show, guys.
Thank you, Chris.
It wasn't my list. I was just understanding where they're coming
you
from.
You were.
Right.
You were understanding all of it.
But you were in agreement with the crazy.
I would happily change that if it so as to not offend. Absolutely. Mm. I've got no problem with that.
You don't ever just look at somebody and just, why are you so easily offended?
No, because everybody comes from different places. Like, I don't know their story. Like, if you heard someone's background and you...
Nobody needs to toughen up.
I don't have kids. This is just my opinion. But I feel like little kids, like little young kids need to toughen up. Like 5-year-olds. But other than that, no. Which, you know, I think everybody... Because they... When you're 5, you haven't lived long enough to, you know... I'm going to get my butt kicked because people are like,
I'm dying to see where this is going.
No, because
you
don't
are
hate
not
kids.
Getting out of this now.
No,
finish that sentence.
I don't hate kids. I love kids, but I don't. I have very little tolerance for brats, for bad kids who don't.
Well, nobody has tolerance for that.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying. And so kids, you know, that are developing their opinions and growing and learning. Those are the people that need to toughen up. Now, once you've gone through life and you're figuring, you know, you've already had experiences then, you know.
Then you can wuss out?
Then you have the right to take those experiences and say, I like this, I don't like this, I'm offended by this, I'm not offended by this. When you're 5, shut up and sit there and nobody's talking to you.
We all kind of agree with that.
I'm not really
don't
sure.
Don't say much.
I don't know what you want. I know you didn't say what you wanted to say. Because you just danced around like a son of a bitch.
No, I think that sometimes my...
Just say what you want to say.
Just
say it.
Feel like kids have it super, super easy. Young kids have it super easy, and they think that they have it rough.
So tough.
And they don't.
Got it. They should know that mommy and daddy are putting out feathers as cushions.
What does that have to do with being offended?
No, you said, do I think does anybody need to toughen up or whatever? Yes, those little kids.
5-year-olds?
Yes.
That's your answer?
That's my answer.
It's not the grown adults that get insulted and offended by words.
Because they've had experiences.
They're not the ones that need to toughen up. It's the 5-year-olds, you nut.
They're coming from a different, yes, that's exactly it. They're coming from life experiences, and they have reasons why something offends them.
Shouldn't they be tougher because of those life experiences? Shouldn't adults have a more of a world view because of life experiences?
I think. I can't tell someone how to react to a situation.
I know, yes, but shouldn't they be tougher?
You'd be surprised how easy it is.
I don't like to. I would never want someone to look at me and say, hey, you need to do this, this, and this. You don't know what I've been through. You know, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm. Rob is on line one. Hey, Rob.
Drink.
Hey, guys. Great show. I was wondering if you guys heard the I'll Be a Monkey's Uncle one yet.
We haven't heard it yet. I mean, we've heard it in our lives, of course.
Well, I'll Be a Monkey's Uncle. definitely out. I'll be a monkey's uncle. In, I'll be someone who makes fun of PETA for the rest of my life.
There you go. Right on.
Thank you, Rob.
And we're out.
My uncle used to say that just to make us laugh when we were little. I'll be a monkey's uncle. We'd be like, oh, you're our uncle. That makes you a monkey. I don't know why we thought it was so silly when we were five, but we did.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know why we're monkey's uncles. I don't get it. Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Oh, this is someday, huh?
Hey, will you do this show so that we can bring home the bagels, JP?
Right.
That's why we do it. It's 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 1025 The Bone.